to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White, and I am so glad to be with you today on Wounded to Wonderful Radio and Keeping It Real. This is your destination to hear real people talk about real things in real time to help you become real great. So I am so excited today for our guest, Usha, and I don't want to mess your name up. E-R, am I close? Am I close? Not even close. Oh, I am? Oh, yay! I'm learning. I am really learning. I am taking my time learning. So, Usha, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I am the director of the Green Food Bangalore, which is there here in Bangalore. And we cater to children from 2 years to 12 years.
Oh,
so that's what we do. And basically, I'm also consultant. I set up schools and I write curriculum. So that's what I
do. Oh, so you set up schools. So you're an expert on children. Yeah.
Yes,
absolutely. That's great. So we know our today's topic is going to be about children during COVID. Okay. And we know that, you know, we talk about adults all the time. We talk about, you know, mental illness, we talk about men, women, we talk about everybody, and somehow the children kind of get, you know, left out. So we're going to talk about how do we encourage the children, and since I have this expert today here, I'm going to let her talk about children and her experiences with them and how to encourage. So I'm going to, the floor is yours, and if I have a question, I will jump right in. Okay, Usha? Go ahead, tell me.
Sure. Yes. So, basically, this pandemic, we all know that the whole world is hit by the pandemic. And
yes,
this corona has actually hit the children the maximum.
Yes.
But the children don't show. We need to, you know, not be paranoid about it. And that's how we can actually support the children. And Edna has been asking, like, how do we support and encourage the kids?
Yes.
So you can sort of guidelines, Edna, or we can have, they can set up a kind of a family meeting, discuss the schedule, ask the children, the inputs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make the children make some choices.
Okay.
Because every time we've been hearing about corona pandemic in news, we've been talking about it with our friends. And there's
right,
a lot of distress and stress going on. And at this time, I think that it's very important to inspire our little ones.
Right.
We need them. We need to support them.
Right.
And we need to encourage them. So
right,
that's what I feel. So probably, you know, some chores around the house, which the children can do,
mm-hmm,
along with the parents. They can pick up, you know, the kind of dishes if they are doing the parents, they can, you know, they just have to keep them engaged so that, you know,
yes,
watch much of television and hear all about negative news all the time.
Right.
So parents give the children choice about what fun activity they could do, like the end of the day of
mm-hmm,
study, they a lot of online study going on and stuff like that, which mm-hmm. A lot of digital, learning which is going right. on. But, you know, sometimes I think the parents need to provide the listening and the empathy, to what the children are thinking about.
Okay.
So that's important.
Yes.
So parents, children know that they understand, and they can also, you know, begin request with a very empathetic statement like, I know it seems like getting distressed.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So probably get them into talking and stuff like that, so that, you know, they also have to play a lot of games with them. Parents
right.
need to spend a lot of time with the kids.
Right.
So that's important.
Right.
So when the parents provide reasons for, like, you know, when they ask some questions, we cannot avoid it.
Right.
So probably in such a way that it's very meaningful to the children. The children understand that, yes, they have to stay home, they need to stay safe. But at the same time, they can have a lot of family fun together.
Right.
So, solving things together and instead of yelling at them and
right.
talking at them, you know, making them more stressed out for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, in them, probably, you know, sit together, sort it out, put the beds together, put the heads together. So, you know, there's a lot of stress already going around.
Right.
So, I think it's a parents who need to, you know, along with the children, they need to partner with them
right.
and in this pandemic and try to overcome a lot of stress.
Okay.
So technology for skill development is always there.
Okay.
Like right virtual classrooms what children are doing and the sessions what the children are doing. So it's carefully curated for the kids. That's
mm-hmm.
always there. But playing intellectually stimulating games.
Right.
And that's very important.
Right.
Like self-quarantine or the lockdown should also be seen by parents as a way to spend quality time with the kids. Like Legos.
Yes.
They can play chess.
Yes,
they can
yes.
play the kids, yes. It's intelligent brainstorming, you know,
right.
Which can be played with the kids.
Right.
And India, what we do is we teach them yoga. You know,
right.
Yoga is something we do together.
Right.
And we do meditation and the deep breathing and stuff
right.
like that. That really calms the children down and it helps in the anxiety of the kids.
Right.
Right now, we also like fighting with a lot of health issues and a lot of, raising concerns with the mental well-being of the kids.
Right.
So, important to, talk to the children and tell them that physical activity is very important.
Right.
Because they become tragic. There's no routine in the child's life. So, it's like that. So
right.
probably the children can bring out some physical outfits, workouts, something
right.
like Kumba or
right.
something like dancing together
right.
or, you know, to keep them very active and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen in the houses that parents are finding it and finding it out, like, my child is putting on a lot of weight and what do we do about it?
Right.
And he's just sitting and he's lethargic. There's no routine. Of course, they've got a few hours of online classes, but after that, they don't go out to play because they're always as scared as there. But I
right.
think if they can still go out down in a garden where it's like quiet
yeah.
place where they can go and give them a lot of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But at home, so there's a lot of things which they can do together, like reading,
mm-hmm.
They can gardening, they can do cooking, and they can do household chores together.
Right.
So there's many things which they can do together.
Sure.
And it's like, of course. So many things can be taught to them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and say, let's do this. And there are a lot of activities which I can tell you, like during Corona, which they can do together.
Mm-hmm.
There are hundreds of activities
right.
that they can do it, you know.
Right.
So,
okay, so this sounds like, this sounds like
yes.
Almost like everything that we've always said about adults, but we haven't said it to children or shared it with children. Because I know, well, I'm going to go back to COVID, okay? I know explaining it to me was kind of difficult. When you explain COVID and the repercussions or, you know, how do you explain it to a child? You know, how would you suggest breaking it down to a child to understand?
See, we generally don't want to make it like sound very serious about the entire
okay.
thing. What we do is we break it down in a fashion where the child understands this is just like an ordinary cold and cough.
Right.
All right? We tell them, see, don't you think that when we cough, we always keep our hands on the mouth.
Right.
And we always wash our hands.
Right.
Because it's like contagious. It can spread to the other kids.
Right.
And that stuff. But then you also tell them that this is a little bit serious.
Right.
Because it leads to pneumonia. Then you end up in a hospital.
Right.
So do you want a hospital? No.
Right.
So cough, cold and cough when you sneeze, you make it sure, you know, you have a mask on your face.
Right.
So you do not spread it to the others.
Right.
So this is kind of a then you also tell them that this is like a cold and cough, but you know, it might spread to the community, and it's like a flu. You need to be a little bit more careful.
Right.
Whether you should be catching it or you are spreading it to others, so we need to be careful about it.
Right.
So make it like too complicated for children
right.
to understand. It's a pandemic, and people are dying all around, and you might die. Such things should not be told to kids, because
right.
kids' mind is very, very vulnerable.
Right.
And they're just picking up things, and get very scared very fast.
Right.
So it's that you tell them in a way that they understand, and then they cooperate with you,
mm-hmm.
and they do things. Like right now, I can see children washing their hands.
Right.
I can see the children are sanitizing, and children are very particular about it, saying, no, I need to do the social distancing.
Right.
So, what is social distancing? Then tell them, you know, in a form of a game and say, look at this hand, you know, this is about 3 feet distance. So, we need to maintain that because we don't want to, you know, spread this
right.
kind of thing. We need to make it more joyful, more enjoyable, but in the same manner, we need to make it very clear to children that we need to follow
right.
certain things.
Right.
And we know the farts that doesn't spread to children.
Mm-hmm.
We know more mainly for the people like with all this co-symptomatic, you know, comorbidities, they get this corona, but
mm-hmm.
we can't explain all this to the
right.
kids.
Right.
It's better than to tell them that this is like a flu, but we need to be careful.
Right.
So,
and I know that children always make it their fault somehow, no matter what.
Yeah.
If they cough for something and say the mom got sick the next day, which had nothing to do with them, they make it their fault. You know, I'm probably the one that did it, you know. So
yeah.
like you're saying, make it, when you're explaining it, make it so that it's digestible to them, and it doesn't make them the blame, you know. Let's be careful, like, you know, we want to be careful and include them, because talking to children sometimes, you can be talking to them, but when you don't say, let us, you don't make them part of the family. Or you, if you talk, you do this, it's not really good, you know, it's not a good thing, but let us as a group, as a family, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You know, like you said, I found that meditation, I don't have small kids in my home anymore, just my grandkids visit. So I find when they're with me, it's meditation time before school. You know, so they're like, oh, here she goes. You know? But they do it for me, and I don't tarry them too long. I just get them nice and quiet, mindful, and then I just tell them to breathe. That's all I tell them. And then before they know it, they're like, the 5 minutes is over. They've already
yes.
relaxed themselves, and they don't even realize it. So meditation is very important. That's one of the things. And then involve them, number two. Talking to them and getting them physical instead of, because we know that electronic or digital learning is keeping us right here, because I know it keeps me right here all the time, all day. And just getting up gives me energy, you know. So keeping them or getting them involved in doing some extra activity, moving around, looking out the window, you know, something to keep them moving around and letting them know there's a life around them. So that's really important. So you know, I know you've had probably come in contact with some children who have been depressed during this pandemic, during COVID. Tell me how, or share with us, you know, an experience that maybe you helped someone, you know, a child, get up from that, spiral up from that.
Yes. In fact, many of the parents of mine have shared with me, like, the child is throwing tantrums, mm-hmm. and because they've been told not to go down, not to play with friends, and not to mix with people. So the child is very social, who likes to, do things with the friends, because virtually when they see the other children online, they want to go and meet them.
Right.
The children get a hug. So without a hug, they cannot survive.
Right.
And they like to meet their friends. So these are things which actually affect a child. And I know personally a family who has shared with me and said that, ma'am, we have this problem, and the child goes to balcony and goes and screams and comes back. And then he throws things in the house and he's throwing tantrums because he doesn't get things for himself. So
right.
I said that's because of the kind of frustration that's happening in his
family.
It comes in different forms.
Right.
It a setback for a child saying that he cannot go and meet friends.
Mm-hmm.
It can be frustration that he can't do things what you were doing earlier.
Right.
Mixing joyfully, playing with them, hugging them, giving them this thing. So all these things is missing in his life. That is social skills is missing.
Sure.
And that
absolutely
is not a really good psychologically. It's playing up in the child's mind.
Right.
And that's what parents, when they told, then what we did is it was not a virtual counseling. It was like a personal interface with a little bit of social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
We told them child counseled. And then, in the counseling session when the child had, and the child expressed,
right.
want to go out, I want to do this, I want to go and play, go to do this. Then slowly the counselor also told, why don't you take the child, to a resort or where you feel like it's not like too crowded, where you can go and so the child feels okay, he's also outdoors.
Right.
Keep him to those where he gets very frustrated and stuff like that. So it slowly and steadily the child came out of all that kind of trauma.
Right.
So trauma, the trauma was not physical, it was mental trauma,
right,
which a child was not able to express. And moreover, in the same family, the grandfather was admitted for corona, and they were doing a lot of negative talks at home.
Right.
So that had to stop. So that had to stop. They were crying, they were wailing, all these kind of things that affects a child a lot. And so the counselor had to actually counsel the family. The counseling, the family was important. So the mother was counseled, the father was counseled, and then the child was counseled. Then they were able to come out of the trauma.
Right.
Otherwise, it is because to come out of the trauma, because children are children after all.
Yeah, absolutely. And it does take, like Dr. Phil says, it takes a whole family to help a child.
Absolutely.
You just can't say, I'll help a child.
I stopped eating. So it was
Wow, and like you said, the mental, the emotional trauma then becomes part of the body and it starts acting out, because it's really energy. Where does that energy go? So it has to do something, the child has to do something to kind of get it out. Like we do, if we go out, or we're frustrated, we go to the gym, we meditate, or we do exercise, or we go to the boxing gym, we go out, we have outlets. Children who are used to doing things like playing with their friends, like you said, very social. Children are very social anyway, they'll talk to anybody, and they do it.
Edna, because even if the school reopens, do you think that children can do social distancing?
No, absolutely not. When they said that in New York, and they said that to me, I was like, there is no child that I know that understands 5 to 6 feet. They don't even understand 6 days. So never mind, 6 feet, So I knew that was not going to happen. But it's very interesting to know that children are little us, little adults, and we forget that. We forget, it's good that you said that about the parents being so consumed with what was going on, in their reality. They forgot about this little pint-sized them, and they're just doing all of this stuff, and they forget. We forget about them because we're so busy being adults, adulting. They... they don't have that opportunity. So, you know, I think that was really good information. And lastly, let's talk about this. Let's talk about now that they're out of the trauma, how can we continue? How can they continue to stay, you know, that the child themselves, after, you know, maybe they can't always work with the mom and the dad all the time. What is it that we can, as parents, can instill in them to help them to keep them encouraged?
Yes. Engaged. Engaging is very important.
Right.
And now we need to, you know, be with the kids and teach them a lot of, there are a lot of things which we can do. You know, we can start a travel journey, you know, something like that.
Okay.
You can play with the people. You need to keep them very engaged, you know, probably a spring cleaning the house or something like that. Together, yeah, it's really actually put the mess around and let the parents and the children, you know, sort out the clothes and put it together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good idea.
Some activities which they can do, and actually it's very de-stressing.
Right.
And I know when can you know, once I remember my own kids, I took out all the old albums and I put it outside. I said, "Come, let's sort out the photographs."
Yeah.
Like, you know, it took a long time for all the kids, you know, to put the photographs together and put the album. Make a kind of a, you know, a beautiful kind of memory, memoir and stuff like this. But we can have a family game together.
Right.
Because, right, it's like a boon, this pandemic, that we have so much of quality time with the kids.
Right.
So playing cards, which is really good, or like a board games. Mm-hmm. Children are excited when the parents play the board games with them.
Oh, yeah.
I watch together with my kids.
Oh, yeah.
And very friendly movies. We can watch it together and then, you know, take a long walk at a time when there's not many people around there.
Right.
We can do that. And, you know, there are a lot of things which we can do together. Nowadays, it's virtual. There is something called virtual, you know, field trips, which can be do on the, you know, they can watch a national park. Wherever you cannot go, you can go on the computer, isn't it?
Right.
So Italy, we can do a lot of things together. Come, let's watch this together. Let's do it together.
Okay.
Today, we're going to make stuff. And, you know, we're going to write a diary. So many things are there which they can do together. But I think that supporting the kids at this time is very important. Creating a routine in their lives is
right,
also
a routine, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, so that's very important. And, you know, small things which they can do together is very important. And then, you know, creating and teaching them,
right.
You know, sometimes we think that they cannot learn the adult things.
Mm-hmm.
They can.
Right.
Well, I remember that one of our parents, they were sharing it online with us and said, my child knows how to fix the, you know, fuse because I taught him how to do this. Then he's, yeah, technically he said,
yeah.
I taught my child, we were making furniture together and taught him carpentry. So that's a very engaging thing, doing carpentry. I mean, it's a lot of time which consumes, you know.
Right.
And so the time for thinking. So nowadays children are learning coding.
Right.
You know, something very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And they dance together with coding and they can do a lot of other things with coding.
Right.
So coding is a very interesting thing because artificial intelligence,
right,
and all the things together. And and one of the families, they shared with me some time back and said, we are making, you know, a storybooks. I said, how do you do that? He said, my child draws cartoons. And then I told him how to do this animation. I put it together and then in the pieces. And then, you know, I taught him how to make it storybooks, which was very, very interesting, according to me. You know, some children have painting.
Right.
Some children have book clubs. I think podcasts. I don't know what all the children are doing. And I think that this kind of talent has to be tapped.
Right.
So that's what. Yes.
Right.
And, of course, teach them empathy through loving animals. Teach them how to create a routine. For example, you know, taking the pup and give him a wash.
Right.
They have a dog home, you know, and it's making small things for the dog and give to them. And they can try origami together.
Mm-hmm.
They can listen to songs together, which they have not done. I think this is the best time for the parents to sit with children and understand that. And probably, you know, for the parents also, all the childhood things, you know, what they haven't done, or probably they haven't got time to spend with the kids.
They can do it.
Now,
yeah, they can do it now.
Mm-hmm. So this is what I feel, that this is ideal, actually, this pandemic.
Right.
So let's let's take the positive aspect of bullying.
Right. That is the hashtag. So there was a tweetable moment that she said, let's take the positive. And that's right. Take the positive. Do the great things that you wanted to do when you were young. And now you have this opportunity. And I know I hear stories of everyone, like you're saying, I hear people, stories of they're learning other languages, they're learning to draw, to you know, do freestyle, they're dancing now. It's so much, you know, positivity in the time that this COVID crisis has happened. Some good has come out of it. So I really thank you for that, because that, you know, let's take the positive out of the COVID. That's really good. Let's take the positive out of it. That's really good. And I thank you, Usha, for that. And with that note that you said, I am so glad you're here. Give us your website where we can find you. Just tell us your website.
Yeah, it's called www.thegreenschool.com. Thegreenschoolbangalore.com.
Thegreenschoolbangalore.com. Okay, so you will have this in the comments, audience. This is a great topic. I know that she will be back to talk about other subjects on children, because she is the expert. And I'm sure you have more questions. I'll probably get questions about children, because not often do we hear, audiences or people even talking about children in general. But I really thank you for, I know it's like 3 a.m. there. And you look amazing. You look amazing.
I missed out the first. Then I realized, I said, okay, this is the European time.
Yeah. look bubbly.
I keep an alarm and I'll get up. That's what I did.
Okay, great. But you look like you didn't even sleep, and you look like you're ready to go wherever. You're ready to go somewhere else, but I know you're going to take a nap. I know you're going to go to sleep. And we thank you. My audience thanks you, and we will have you back. I promise that. We'll have you back for another show about children. That way you can talk and you can add. We can actually going to have somebody to come on with you. Anybody that you want to come on with you, and let's talk about children. That's really a good thing.
I think that you are doing a wonderful show.
Thank you.
Kind of a show which has started, talk show. I really appreciate that. Wounded to Wonderful. I think that it's reaching out to the people, and they're talking out from the heart.
Right.
And that's very important. And
That's it. I mean, you're one of the ones that I've connected with, and to go cross country and kind of like connect and have heart to heart. That's what I really wanted for this show, is to have a heart to heart with someone. You know, we all, we're very intelligent people, and we can empower other people with just what we say. And we have the power. We have the power. But but I really am thankful that you are up and you are on my show today. Usha, thank you so much. I will, audience, look for her, the www, the green.
The Green School Bangalore.
Schoolbangalore.com. See, I forgot that quick. But it will be in the comments, so you will not worry about it. You can hit that, and you can actually have her on your show. She's amazing. So, with that being said, we're signing off. And thank you, Wounded to Wonderful. Thank you so much, Usha. See you next time.
Same here, Edna.
All right.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.